You know, both of the guys I'm going to introduce you to right now are big thinkers, but even these big thinkers and big achievers might have been a bit surprised if we would have said back in 2014 when the three of us got together and started this thing, why don't we do this after you came to us, Tom, and said, people are not celebrating Thanksgiving. They don't have food to eat. And we talked about getting turkeys, and you called the butterball turkey line and all that. And they said, no, that's too many turkeys. You need to do something else. So you and Dario Bergamo, Tom Celani, came up with this idea. You came to me, asked me about it, and WJR was, we're all in. I was all in. Now the whole radio station is all in. But it's over $8 million already in these just few years.
Yeah. So, you know, Paul, we always pinch ourselves and think about the support that the Southeastern Michigan community has gotten behind us and what Dario and I put together 12 years ago, and with yourself and our Cars and Cigars board that talks about these food insecurity issues all the time. But, you know, we've got a great platform, and I think people believe in what we do, and they know the money's going to the right spot. You know, we do this promotion right before Thanksgiving when there's so many of us that are lucky that our families are coming home to visit us, and there's so many unfortunate families that their families are coming, but they don't have the food on the table. So we've been able to do a lot of that over the last 12 years, and we're continuing to do it as long as the people believe in us.
And I hope that you will make the call while we're talking, while we're doing anything. The lines are open, and people are waiting to get your call at 855-899-HOPE, 855-899-4673. You can also contribute online at hungerfreeandthed.com. We're helping the Capuchin Soup Kitchen and Forgotten Harvest. And I know, Dario, this has been very important to you as well in all the different things that you do in your position as CEO of the Globali Group, sales and marketing, longtime automotive executive. Giving back is in the DNA of the Celani Family Foundation and of so many people.
Well, you know, Tom and I and the families go back to 1935 when his Aunt Rosemary and my mother went to Nativity Grade School and Eastern High School and with my father and my mother. And my dad's home is still standing two houses away at Meldrum and Kirchhoff, right from St. Bonaventure, where my father was blessed, as you know, to make his three sacraments with Father Solanas. So, you know, the soup kitchen and the Father Solanas Casey Center is very near and dear to not only my family but Tom's family. And so we're proud to be able to assist with those food insecurities. We're proud to go down and volunteer to work at the soup kitchen. Two Fridays ago, we had most of our board members, Tom, showed up two Fridays ago to go to Forgotten Harvest at 8 Mile and Hubble, where we packed a lot of food. So, Paul, it makes us feel good, and the community supports us. And again, Tom always says it's not about the money, it's about getting engaged, because not everybody has money to donate.
Same thing he said to his children, Tom and Vicky, in 2014, when they decided to get this Celani Family Foundation going. They wanted to engage their children, Vince, Olivia, and Ben, in the community, and to see all the people out there that maybe didn't have some of the things that they had and that some have and some don't have. And they've been very involved, and I think it's been a great lesson, Tom. I think it's worked out exactly the way you and Vicky wanted it to.
Yeah, you know, we Vicky and I talked about that, starting the foundation when they were very young, bringing them with us to all these different functions we did. But we're so proud of them now as they've started their own adult lives. Ben and Vinny were up in Chesning, Michigan, where one of our operations are, and on Friday they gave away 250 dinners with our local grocer up there to the families in Chesning. My daughter Olivia started Hunger Free in Napa Valley this year, and she's just getting started with it, but she learned it from here. So we're so happy that they've gone on their own and branched out in helping other people in different communities.
That's all we can hope for, is that our children get it. They get the lesson, and we have to teach them. It doesn't just come naturally. It's something you have to learn. And your kids, obviously, Vinny, Ben and Olivia have learned it, and you just pointed out doing it on their own now is a blessing. Forgotten Harvest and all the great work they do year-round, and the Capuchin Soup Kitchen, all the work they do year-round, how did you decide on those two charities? Because we got a lot of charities around here that could use help, and you've helped others along the way.
Well, obviously it started with the Capuchins, and Gleaners was highly involved with us, as you know, and Forgotten Harvest. So between the three of them in these 12 years, I mean, they've managed to split up a lot of the monies that we bring forward. And, you know, it starts and drives from our June event at Cars and Cigars, where Tom and I have, and yourself, I mean, 2,000 people coming to a car show, cocktail party, smoking social, and then it moves into a sit-down dinner with all the auction items that we have, and you're so graciously our MC every year. So we, you know, we try to use the proceeds raised to extend, you know, the donations and pick up additional monies from what we raise. And Tom always says it the right way. Let's be smart with what we do. And I know for COVID year, when everybody was down, we turned that $200,000 into $743,000 for COVID that, you know, Gleaners and Forgotten Harvest and obviously the Capuchins all split those monies.
You know, you've got your Big Rock shirt on, and Big Rock is a great addition to the companies that Tom Chalani has been a part of and owns, and you too now, too, with Big Rock. And there were some whispers that maybe you wouldn't be doing the big Cars and Cigars thing anymore because you would do littler things at the Big Rock. But I get a feeling that we're still going to do the big Cars and Cigars deal.
Well, you know what? We've had this great following. We have, like Dario says, between 1,600 and 2,000 people. Every year we have a waiting list. I don't want to give it up. Everybody loves coming. It's like the coming out party of the spring. In the first week of June, everybody gets to see each other. They come back from their snowbirds from where they're at. And it's just been great. And you've been there every year with us. And you know the enthusiasm that we get. I'm not ready to give it up yet.
All right. It's official. Yeah. Do you have a date?
June 4th.
Yeah.
All right.
2026, June 4th. All roads lead to Freedom Hill Amphitheater.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, go to the Chalani Family Foundation. You can look under events. If Sandra is up to speed, it should tell us exactly how to get tickets and everything right on there.
Yeah.
We start this in January, Paul, because it's so popular.
Sure.
And then the guys that are last minute, I'm going to tell you now, don't wait to the last minute, because come May, those tickets are sold out.
Right. Yeah. And you want to be a sponsor, too? Talk to Dario Bergamo. He'll get you set up. Tom Chalani. The founder of the Chalani Family Foundation. Right now you can help people have a good Thanksgiving that wouldn't otherwise. 855-899-4673. 855-899-HOPE. You can also go online at hungerfreeinthed.com. And I hope you will do that. Don't wait. We're only here for another hour and a half, and then we're gone for the next year. So let's get it done this year. As we continue in a special edition of Focus,